It's Fancy Farm 2011. Gatewood Galbraith, clad in his trademark fedora, takes the stage.
Our next candidate, running for governor on the independent ticket, would you welcome Gatewood Galbraith? Gatewood.
Thank you very much, folks. Gatewood Galbraith here. First of all, I'm going to go away from my regular speech for just a second and tell you, Governor Beshear, that was the worst darn speech I ever heard anybody give.
Dubbed by many Kentucky political observers as one of the best stump speakers in recent memory, Galbraith's populist oratory style and steely resolve was a perfect match for the event. And unlike most Kentucky politicians today who complain about the lack of civility and the rise in heckling from the audience, Galbraith could take it as good as he dished it out.
Hey, dear, if you're going to use your outside voice, go over and join the other children over on the playground. We're trying to get some serious conversation going on here, okay? So you go over with the other kids over there.
Raised in Carlisle County, Galbraith made his career as an attorney in Lexington. When he wasn't defending clients, many of them facing drug charges, he was running for higher office, putting his fedora in the gubernatorial ring no less than 5 times. Since his death in January 2012, Galbraith's advocacy for the legalization of marijuana is seen by many to be a sign that he was ahead of the times. The drug has been rescheduled by the DEA and is now legal for recreational use in Colorado and Washington State. And state politicians see it as just a matter of time before medical marijuana is legal in Kentucky, a prospect unheard of just a year ago. But it was his Fancy Farm stump speeches where Galbraith received the most visibility.
Gatewood was what I consider one of your traditional old-style stump speakers.
That's Mark Wilson, political director for the Fancy Farm Picnic.
He was very articulate. He was quick on his feet. He had a lot of good one-liners, and irregardless of what political ideology we were, the crowd always really enjoyed listening to Gatewood.
Wilson says that in Gatewood's absence, few politicians have emerged to carry on his traditional style. He mentions Democratic Kentucky House Speaker Greg Stumbo as one potential successor.
Well, I take it as a compliment.
Stumbo ran against Gatewood 3 times over the years, and although their sparring reached fevered pitches on the stage at St. Jerome's picnic grounds, Stumbo says there was always mutual respect between them.
And he did it humorously. Gatewood and I never had bad words. After whatever we were debating or talking about, we'd always shake hands and laugh about it. But he called me Eddie Munster, and I'd call him Lurch.
Galbraith's former running mate, marketing consultant Dee Riley, says that there won't be another one like him.
He was truly the last of the great stump speakers.
Riley ran for lieutenant governor in 2011 on an independent ticket with Galbraith at the top. She compares him to the late Albin Barkley, whom she says shares with Gatewood a kind of mercurial loquaciousness steeped in bluegrass tradition.
People came from a long line to just hear the man speak. You know, that was a tradition in Kentucky, and I think that Gatewood had that tradition. It was raised in that tradition. You don't see it as much now.
This Saturday, when an anticipated 20,000 people will descend onto a patch of well-worn picnic grounds in West Kentucky, no matter what they hear and from whom, they'll owe a debt to Gatewood Galbraith for keeping a unique Kentucky tradition alive.
I asked somebody the other day, he says, I'm going to endorse you. I said, why are you going to endorse me? He said, because you've never lied to us. I said, hell, if I was going to lie to you, I'd already been elected governor. God bless our military, God bless Kentucky, and God bless America. Give us your vote. Thank you.
For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Jonathan Meter.